Stuart, first of all, nominated for the Manager of the Month award. Pleased with that?
Listen, all it means is that the team and the club have had a good September, which we have. You know, I think it's 100% deservedly will go to Paul Hurst, who's, you know, even though we've had a great September, they've had an outstanding one. I think they've won six and drawn one. So, yeah, it doesn't mean a great deal to me. All it means is, which is good, that, you know, we've obviously done something right in the last month, which was September, which we know we had. So, yeah, it's... you know, for me, personal stuff like that, it's not a big thing. But it, as I said, it means the players have done well, the group have done well, and the squad have done well. So that's decent.
Yeah, the Fleetwood result aside, I mean, you must be pleased with the consistency the side showed.
Yeah, well, in September we won every Saturday game. We won five Saturday games on the bounce, which is brilliant. The two midweek games, we got a good point down at Oxford, and then obviously got beat at home to Fleetwood, which is disappointing. But yeah, but it's gone now. We've got good momentum, good belief in each other. I think what we're doing at the moment, we're doing the sort of ugly side and dirty side of the game really well. You know, we're getting ahead in games through good bits of quality, good play. I'd like us to be better, certainly the other day against Doncaster second half. I thought we weren't very good in possession, but on the flip side of that, you know, the hard work, the togetherness, the desire not to get beaten, to concede a goal, was top draw, and you need that side of it as well. So I just hope we want to start being a little bit better in possession of the ball, probably in second half of the games, because the first half was quite decent actually.
MK Dons, and what are you expecting?
Yeah, I think obviously now, I think Robbie's been in. He's put his own stamp on the team. I'm just having a look at the side that we played last season, and big change around. They've had a big turnaround in players. I think, as I said, he's got his own players in now. I think they will probably, prior to the season starting, believing that they can have a crack at the top two. Certainly they'll be looking to be in the top six with the squad they've got. Expecting a challenging and difficult game. They're on a good run of form. I think they've only lost one in nine, but they've got a good group of players. They've got a couple of players coming back which make them stronger. But you know, we're in good momentum, we're in a good place, the lads are confident. Our away form has been strong this season, and it's a ground that we went to last season, big open spaces, big park, and played really well there. So yeah, I think as much as it'll be a challenging game and a tough game, it's one that we're looking forward to.
Squad-wise, is there any chance Colin Doyle make the side?
There's a possibility. We'll know more probably in the next 24 hours. You know, logistically, it's not too bad because he's in Dublin and then they play Wales. So, but, you know, timing, getting the OK from Ireland, he's left to other people. So if he can, great. If not, Lucas will step in. Full confidence in Lucas. He's trained really well this week. But we'll know more later. And, you know, if there's an opportunity to get Doyle back, who's in good form, then, you know, we'd look to take it, as we would if it was Charlie Wyke or Romain Vincelot or whoever. So there's no definites yet. There's a possibility, but if it happens, great. If it's not, it's not a concern.
And how's Charlie trained this week?
Yeah, good. They all had Monday off to do their own light session. Tuesday, we had a good session. Charlie was with a fitness coach, Shorty. He had a tough session. And today, he joined back in and looked good. So, yeah, it's been good today. I really enjoyed the session. The lads went about it really well. And they're all, you know, desperate to be involved come Saturday.
That aside, any other concerns or
worries? No, good. We had a terrific game over it against Man United Young Ones on Tuesday. Tim Dien got 45 minutes and there was some strong performances there. So Tim will come back into the squad. And other than Shane McCartan, you know, we're looking good fitness-wise.
Finally, Scotland play a massive doubleheader, Stuart, tonight and, of course, on Sunday. How do you see them getting on?
How I see them doing, how I want them to do might be different, but I'll let my heart rule my head. In fact, my head might even go wrong with my heart this time, because it's been a bit of a blow, Armstrong and Brown missing out, you know, two regulars recently in the good run of form we've been having. But I think we've got enough, hopefully, to come in. Slovakia are a good side. You know, they beat us 3-0 over at their place, so we've put ourselves in give ourselves an opportunity, which wasn't looking likely a couple of games ago. Full house at Hampden tonight. I'll be in my little room with my TV on, with maybe a cold beer, hopefully cheering a Scotland victory. But and then if we manage to, that we've still got another tough game at Slovenia, but we've got to get over this one first. It's no good looking towards Slovenia yet. We've got to make sure we can get through Slovakia. Now if it's a last minute goal, which we've been good at this campaign, then brilliant. But as long as we get one more than them, and I think we can do it here.